Hi, and welcome to the Unapologetically You podcast, your podcast for inspiration, inner peace, and allowing you to be you. I'm your host, Claire Cockle, and it's an absolute pleasure to have you join me here today. If you haven't done already, be sure to hit the subscribe button. This means that you'll be the first to know as soon as any new episode launches. And if you love the podcast or any episode, head over and leave a review on iTunes or the Apple Podcast app. It'd be so appreciated. And it helps us to spread the word of the podcast and help others in their journey to becoming their unapologetic self. Episode 35, how consistency supports you in achieving your goals. Hi. So we spoke last week about motivation and how we create and keep motivation to help us stay focused in achieving our goals and intentions. And this week I also wanted to talk about consistency. Consistency is so important in helping you achieve your goals. Consistency for me is something I wasn't very in many areas of my life in the past. And by making those changes and bringing in that consistency has made a huge difference. So I can't give enough praise for the importance of consistency. So consistency is great when we are breaking down our goals and intentions into smaller bite-sized chunks and steps. When we look at breaking it down so that it feels less overwhelming, we can look at what habits we would like to introduce. And consistency is one of the biggest keys in following those habits, keeping those habits, having those habits stack up on one another to help you reach your goal, to help you stay on the path and head towards that goal that you have. And sometimes it's removing that perfection. It's knowing that it's not about perfection, it's consistency that's going to make such a difference. And consistency sometimes in however that is, but at least we are showing up and taking consistent actions or consistent steps towards what we want to achieve. And I'll give you an example of my own, one of my personal examples, and that is this podcast. So when I first launched the podcast, I am not sure I had too much consistency when I first launched. And then I began sharing episodes every 2 weeks. And then I went on maternity leave and I had my son, spent some time with him. And I kept wanting to come back to the podcast, but it wasn't happening. And it had been a year and a half before I managed to return to this podcast. And a couple of things played into that was the fact that I kept focusing on this was something I wanted to do, something was that I wanted to achieve. I'd always loved sharing the podcast and saw it as something that anyone can listen to, anyone can dive into. And if you get anything from it that's going to get you thinking or support you in your own journey, then amazing. And it's a free tool and free resource that I wanted to have available, as I mentioned, that anyone could just dip into. And to be able to have the podcast here and just to jump in and share some thoughts was just amazing. So I was holding myself back from returning, and also potentially it seemed quite overwhelming. Okay, how am I going to fit this in? How am I going to dedicate that time to come back to the podcast and have it potentially every fortnight, have things recorded and set and ready to go, and to have all the information and the tools there and a focus each fortnight of something to talk on and to share. Equally, I knew that when it came to any sessions, I could talk for hours. You know, there's always something to talk about, to go over, to dig into when it comes to mindset. It's never ending. So I hadn't come back to it. It had been a year and a half, and I was still myself listening to other podcasts during that time. I love listening to a podcast myself. And I remember listening to one podcast, and I can't remember whose podcast it was now or what it was about, but they shared how, I mean, a couple of things. I remember someone sharing how they recorded podcasts and planned them all ahead of time. And again, that was something for me. I hadn't always seen myself as very organized, so that seemed like a big thing to try and do, to try and be be organised and record all these podcast episodes and plan them out. Equally, whenever I have implemented organisation within my life, it's paid off tenfold and I've felt so much more relaxed, calmer, clearer, all of those things. So that was potentially something to look at for me. But also in another podcast episode, and they share a podcast weekly, and they'd mentioned how they were moving house and they knew they had a podcast episode to do. They had to make sure that they fitted in just some time to record a podcast episode to ensure that they were showing up and putting that podcast out there. And I was like, wow, like listening to that, seeing into someone else's mind who made it such a consistent thing, who made it such an important thing that they weren't going to, no matter how busy they were, moving house, everything was going on, things were upside down, but they still made sure that they sat down, recorded a podcast so that they had one ready to go out. So those two bits of wisdom in planning ahead and also in being consistent and, you know, seeing that some people made it such an important thing in their life, something they wanted to achieve, and they didn't let themselves shy away from it. They made themselves show up and take action and make it happen. And when I saw that and kind of thought of our goals, I just thought, wow, like that's how people achieve their goals and achieve them much easier and quicker, because they don't take crap from themselves sometimes. They don't listen to the excuses and let themselves bail out or hold back. It's making sure that we're taking that action, getting things done no matter what, and seeing it as an important thing. Okay, if I want to achieve this, if I want to put this out there, then this is an important part of that process and this has to happen. So that, alongside the fact that I myself know how important one-to-one coaching is. So I also had a couple of one-to-one coaching sessions myself, and it was great for reminding myself the importance of what I want to achieve, getting clearer on it first of all, getting clearer on what I wanted to achieve, seeing the importance of what I wanted to achieve, but also seeing that I needed to just begin to take action, and that the action and the consistency was so important. I held the mirror up to myself and I pushed myself to consistency, to take action. And now this podcast episode, this will be 2 months into coming back to the podcast. But not just that, that is 2 months. I didn't allow myself to come in with it fortnightly. I was so suddenly excited and motivated about coming back to my podcast and about sharing so many things and about reducing the pressure and just seeing that sometimes, and actually even as a podcast listener myself, sometimes it's having those smaller episodes that we can listen to, that we can enjoy, that are a little reminder each and every week. So even if some of those weeks are little bursts of inspiration or wisdom or reminders or guidance, whatever it might be. So I decided that that was it, that I wanted to share weekly podcast episodes, that I wanted to be here with consistency to show up, to share anything that might be available for someone to just listen in, to be here and to enjoy whatever you enjoy getting from it each week, whether it be a reset, a refocus, something to get you thinking a bit differently, something to push our motivation, but just something to be here each and every week. So that's been 2 months now of weekly consistent podcast episodes and showing up. And if I recap over the last few episodes that we've shared about motivation, about our intentions and goals, about our why, all of those things play into this example that I'm giving you. So firstly, I've looked at my why, seen its importance, made myself take action, showing up, removing and not allowing, shining the light on any limiting beliefs that were holding me back, coming back consistently. But also that has played hugely into my motivation, into self-esteem, into confidence, all of those things, because I have been making it happen. I've been making the podcast come back, be here. And when we start to see that we are achieving something we wanted to achieve, we're taking action. It's so motivating. It really is so rewarding to look back and allow yourself to be proud of what you've achieved. And that's after having no podcast episodes for a year and a half. It just seems crazy. So this is a reminder to check in with any habits, any things that you can introduce, welcome in, change, adapt, that bring in consistency to help you achieve your goals, whatever it might be. And just see what you're no longer allowing yourself to let slide. Consider how the consistency is going to work for you. So for me, I have got myself organized. I have been creating episodes, knowing what I'm going to speak about and knowing what I'm going to share ahead of time. Some of them already scheduled ahead of time so that I know that they're there, so that I know that they're happening and will be going live, will be shared, and that I'll be showing up with the podcast and its episodes. So I hope this one helps, especially with a little example on how consistency can really support us and to allow you to think of your own goals and what's going to be beneficial in achieving and doing, but also how you can make that consistent and how potentially it's for you the same as what I needed to hear or to see in someone else that was making myself show up and take action. Seeing that if I wanted to achieve what I wanted to achieve, then I needed to show up and take the action. So I wanted to share that as a reminder, if you needed it, that just like I was putting things off and not taking the action to achieve something like that, to achieve a goal that I had or something that I wanted to achieve, that it's no different. It's a reminder there that we can all take that action and begin to achieve. If I can do it, so can you. We might hold ourselves back with limiting beliefs, fears, doubts, worries, anything like that. But actually, when we begin to see it for what it is, push past it, then we can all begin to achieve something that we would like to achieve in our lives. So please do take that as a reminder and hopefully boost for yourself. Have a great week. Thank you for being here with me for another episode. I truly, truly do appreciate it. And I hope that you've enjoyed the 2 months of episodes since having returned to the podcast. I've definitely loved being here and sharing them with you. And if there's any topic or anything in particular that you wish to hear about or find out more about when it comes to mindset, then do throw it my way. I would love to hear what's on your mind. Have a great week, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon.